Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Ben Sears and Trey Biddy, HogSports.com, Kevin Bohannon, and a whole lot more. It's all right here from 4 to 7 on 103.7 The Buzz.
You're in the zone. Arkansas's longest-running midday sports talk show. Coming to you live from the Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort Studio. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort. 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, 100% reason to remember the name. With your hosts, Justin Akre and Phil Elson, on the Buzz Radio Network.
Oh, you need to get over to Oakland this weekend. If you don't have anything going on in Little Rock, or even if you do, cancel those plans. Get over to Oakland. It's Arkansas's only 24/7 smoke-free casino. You'll find over 1,500 slots, live table games, blackjack, roulette, craps, baccarat, and much more. Oakland was voted best casino by 2026 Arkansas Times in the Reader's Poll. And you'll find great entertainment next month, less than a month from now, Jason Bonham's Led Zeppelin Evening. In September, Amy Grant and Cooper Allen. You'll find tickets at oaklawn.com. The pool is still open. You get access if you are a guest at either the hotel or at Astral Spa, which is Arkansas's only Forbes 4-rated spa. Great dining options, the Bugler and Oak Room Bar. Free valet for either of those two restaurants. Of course, Silk's Bar and Grill and Mainline Sports Bar. Other options, dining options for everybody at Oaklawn. Oaklawn.com/dining to make a reservation and check out the current operation hours. Join the fun at Oaklawn Hot Springs, Arkansas's only casino resort. Book a getaway today at oaklawn.com.
Today's entertainment report is brought to you by Bell & Sword Gentlemen's Clothing in Conway. Check them out on Facebook and Instagram or stop by Bell & Sword's new and larger location at 1011 Oak Street.
All right. Are you guys haunted house guys? You go to haunted houses around Halloween time?
I used to as a kid.
I'm a baby.
I kind of outgrew it.
But you've got angels on your shoulder anyway, so it's not like you'd have anything to be scared about going into a haunted house.
Well, no, I wouldn't be scared necessarily. I went to one as a kid. I touched up against a cow's head that had been skinned. This is why I've kind of steered clear of them since then.
It was
disgusting.
I kind of like, if I go in, I'm going in and I'm psyching myself up so hard to not be scared that it ends up not being worth it. Like, because I'm just actively trying to be so tough. Mm. And then otherwise, it's not fun to do that, but it's also not fun for me to be scared. So, yeah, I stopped going a while back, too.
Well, if you love haunted houses and you love Ozzy Osbourne, Universal Studios is paying tribute to the late King of the Prince of Darkness with a new haunted experience called Ozzy Osbourne, Prince of Darkness. At this year's Halloween Horror Nights.
Are all the bats headless?
And blood coming out of his head, out of his mouth, yes. The attraction spans 45 years of his solo career, takes guests on a crazy train-themed journey. Probably no cocaine involved in that. Crazy train-themed journey through his iconic musical worlds. Hollywood's version begins in Birmingham, England, tracing Osbourne's life from childhood through his legendary albums. In Orlando, you'll go through dungeons and ancient ruins before boarding the crazy train. Sharon and Jack Osbourne called it a, quote, wonderful tribute, unquote, saying Ozzy loved anything that gave fans a new way to experience his music. Halloween Horror Nights running from August 28th through November the 1st in Orlando and Hollywood September 3rd through November 1st.
First of all, that's way too early. August is way too early to be doing Halloween. That's one I could get down with. Like, it's themed. It's probably not that scary because they're assuming like kids are going to be on this too. It's kind of a ride. I could get down with
there
that.
There is going to be the expectation of headless bats somewhere.
It's got to be.
There has to be.
Speaking of scary moments, you saw The Odyssey. Did you see the trailer for the new Jessica Chastain movie?
Yes, good God.
Oh, Other Mommy?
Did that shake you a little bit? I knew it was coming. I'd read about it, so I ducked my head and kept my eyes closed. But I heard it was rough.
I saw that too. It was like, hey, The Odyssey was great, whatever, but the previews, if you're there and you see Jessica Chastain's face, just shut your eyes. Do not watch that preview.
Initially, when I saw that preview, I thought it was for Smile 3.
Yeah,
she's got a look on her face.
Yeah. Right, right. Way too big.
That's a good PSA from Moose there. Good job, yeah. Moose. You're saving creepy people a lot of terror.
That one got me.
I know a couple of situations where other mommy is a real thing, too. Anyway, American Idol has been renewed for season 25. Auditions will begin in August if anybody's thinking of trying out. 25 seasons, and still yet, the only thing I ever watched were the first 4 weeks to watch the awful performers.
Yeah, I haven't watched in years, but that was always the fun part. And you got some really good memeable moments like that. You remember, she bang, she bang. That guy was awesome. That guy ruled.
William Hung.
William Hung. That's his
William
name.
Hung.
And the old guy, the pants on the ground, pants on the ground. What you doing with your pants on the ground?
More entertaining than
made
anything,
up his old song.
Much more entertaining than anything Kelly Clarkson sung on that show.
No doubt.
Or Carrie Underwood.
Who are even the judges?
It was Lionel Richie here.
Last time I checked. That was a while ago.
Luke Bryan, Lionel Richie.
Katy Perry?
Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood. Okay.
Simon's not on there
along with
anymore.
Ryan Seacrest.
It's been a while for Simon. Yeah.
Simon did his own thing. He went off and did a different version of it. I think it was on NBC.
Is he X Factor? Is that him?
Or is it America's Got Talent?
Something like that, yeah. Hmm. Oh, that sounds right, yeah.
I always loved just the look on his face. Yeah. And the fact that you wondered at some point, was he going to wear a shirt that showed cleavage?
The V got deeper every year. And the teeth got whiter.
Competition will be holding auditions across all 50 states and District of Columbia. VIP day limited to the first 250 registered singers. Auditions run from run through September 28th. Open calls and state-specific dates scheduled throughout. You can video auditions. Got to be at least 15 years old by the day after Valentine's Day in 2027. Hannah Harper is the last winner, and she was crowned this past May.
See, and that's not a name I've even heard.
Mm-mm. That's a bummer. Basil needs to sign up Christian Weaver for that. Christian could win.
He could. I think he probably could.
It's a lot of pipes we've heard from him lately.
Boy can sing.
Well, not in his current state.
True.
Is he still kind of sick?
Yeah, he was struggling the last couple of days.
So this, that a survey, school is right around the corner, all right? You realize how many parents are dreading the line to pick the kid up and to drop the kid off.
I always hear about that.
Well, it's a thing. And it's not just that, because what goes along with the school year are the activities later on in the day and on the weekend. So a survey of 2,000 U.S. millennial parents found that the average parent spends 38 minutes daily driving kids to school activities. So across a 180-day school year, that's nearly 15 8-hour work days that you spend just driving your kid to school activities. Survey found 77% of parents say back to school season makes life more hectic. Rising school supply costs stress. 55% of parents, 71% reported spending more than last year. I saw a lengthy receipt for school supplies for over $250 yesterday.
Got to wait till tax-free weekend.
You're supposed to wait till tax-free weekend, which, hey, since school starts
$25
next weekend, should that be now?
Yeah.
Whatever happened to taking the bus? I had to ride the bus when I was a little kid.
I rode the bus for years.
Isn't that a thing anymore? Absolutely, it's a thing.
Well, then why are they taking them to school if they can take the bus?
Not every kid wants to ride the bus, and not every kid is forced.
I didn't want to either,
to ride the bus.
Nobody wants
Shut up
to
and get
the
on
bus.
The bus. That's what I was told, and I did. So
I was a bus rider kindergarten through eighth grade. Some really formative moments happened on that bus.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
And unformative moments.
Saint something. On there, dude.
And then, see, in high school, at least in Pittsburgh, and I don't know if it's like here, but then if you lived closer than 2 miles to school, you're not eligible for the bus. So you either walk, which I did, or beg for a ride, which never worked, or you turn 16 at some point, maybe you get a car to drive.
I identify with all of those things. Yeah. Yes, sir.
I had a buddy in the neighborhood, shout out Brian, and he would pick me up. He had a car before I did.
Way to go, Brian.
Brian was a big help. Saved me 2 years of riding the bus.
And this last one here, the Beatles will be releasing a super deluxe, not deluxe, super deluxe edition of their landmark 1965 album, Rubber Soul. This will be coming out on October the 2nd. And newly mixed by producer Gilles Martin and engineer Sam O'Kell, the collection arrives in four CD and SLP formats. I don't even know what that is.
You know who that Martin guy is? That is George Martin's son.
Who's that?
George Martin was the famous producer.
Yes,
Gilles Martin is his son. So keeping it in the family with the Beatles.
That's great. The set includes 24 early session recordings, 20 previously unreleased takes, and three unheard John Lennon demos, which include early versions of Day Tripper, We Can Work It Out, and never-before-released song outline titled Little Girl. When you heard Beatles songs about women and girls from around that time, they weren't always the nicest songs.
She's just 17, if you know what I mean. Yeah, that sounds a little salacious for current times.
There were a few others, too, where...
There were.
And I love the Beatles.
I do, too. Rubber Soul's almost as good as Revolver, but it is one of the great ones.
There will be an 88-page hardbound book with an introduction by Paul McCartney, also part of this. And the enhanced audio using demixing technology developed for Peter Jackson's Get Back documentary.
So Sir Paul and Ringo are going to cash in and do some more cha-chings here.
Yeah. Hey, until you are 6 feet under and you can still make money, give it a shot.
I have no problem with that.
Well, very much, very, very good for them. All right, I think we're going right from Entertainment Report into college basketball with Myron Medcalf, who is the senior. Myron is the co-host of Matt and Myron on ESPN Radio, just moved from Sundays to 5 days a week, senior ESPN college basketball reporter, and we appreciate his time here on The Zone in Little Rock. Myron, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, man. Yeah, happy to be with you. Happy for the show that's coming on Monday, so we're excited.
Yeah, that's got to be really exciting, too, and... you know, it's you guys, I saw the piece that you and Jeff Borzello co-authored, 100 Days Until the Start of College Basketball. This is really like how college football fans feel right after spring ball is finished. But here in Arkansas, like, we get a chance to watch the Hogs Friday, Saturday, and then Monday and Tuesday in the Baja Mar Summer League. And there's like not a lot of fans actually get a chance to watch their team this time of the year, but Razorback fans will. So I think that makes us a little bit different right now.
Yeah, and, you know, I think that's such an amazing opportunity. Like, you know, I remember not that long ago, you couldn't really do that. And I think there's a world, honestly, where there's going to be a summer college basketball circuit, if you will. Like, I think we're just going to see more teams having an opportunity to compete. I think it's so good for fans. I think it's so good for the players, especially in the portal era. Like, Arkansas getting that opportunity, you know, that's going to show up in March. The opportunity to have more chemistry, to get to know your personnel, if you're Cal, and I just think it's a really smart thing to do.
You know, one of the things that stands out right now about college basketball, I mean, today, on July 30th, 2026, that maybe will be different from any other year or moment in college basketball, is that there we don't know who's eligible right now. There were a dozen players in the state of Ohio were just granted an extra year of eligibility. They're going to find places to play. But how many other states are there also a lawsuit challenging the 5-for-5 eligibility rule by the NCAA? And how many players could this affect?
Could affect all of them. You know, I mean, you're talking about dozens and dozens of players who are sitting on the sidelines. I mean, let's take it a step further. There are a bunch of coaches who have added these guys unofficially to their rosters, and they're just kind of sitting around. They've moved on to campus. They're hanging around the team. They're just not in an official capacity yet. But I think unless you tell me that the federal government steps in with all that the federal government has going on and they find a way to solve this in the next month, I think most of these kids, if not all, will be eligible, because I just don't think the NCAA can fight everybody. Now, what's going to be interesting is, despite the verdicts across the country that have allowed and cleared some of these athletes to play, the NCAA said they're not changing anything. So I think we're in for an interesting battle. You know, the question will be, what can the NCAA do? They can't overrule a state court. However, could the committee get together and say, all right, we don't have any power to allow these guys to play or not allow them to play, but if one of these guys shows up on your roster, maybe you don't qualify for the NCAA tournament. Yeah. I just wonder if that is their next move to try to deter some of this.
all this does for me is it just shows, and I don't think that this Save College Sports Act is going to pass in its current form, or even in the form that, was just edited down to try to placate the Big Ten and the SEC. But what this shows is that college sports was not meant to be decided throughout the 50 different court systems, or I guess 51 when you're talking about Washington, D.C. At some point, and again, I don't think it's happening in this Congress, but the next Congress is going to need to get something done for college sports to have a uniform set of rules to actually go by. Because what we're going by right now, nothing's uniform, and it's all being fought in state court. Where do you come in on federal legislation, Myron?
You know, my honest perspective on that is I think as college sports fans, we're pretty spoiled because this is our world and we think it's the most important thing. I actually don't know that we want to set a standard for the federal government comes in and tells us how to operate college sports. Like, to me, imagine being a politician who's been elected by the people and you get a call from a bunch of ADs and presidents saying, we don't know how to handle a bunch of 18 to 23-year-olds who want to be eligible and want to get paid. Like, I would feel like, fix your own problem. And I do think ultimately that's what will have to happen. I don't know that the federal government steps in. I think what's more likely is the NCAA goes away as we see it. Like, the NCAA right now is the payphone. How many do you see right now? Not many in a smartphone world. And I think that's just the reality. I think it's more likely that the power schools and conferences break away and create their own governance, create their own rules, than that the federal government comes in and says, this is how you run college sports. Because you and I both know, you think even if the federal government passes this legislation, you think everybody's going to be okay with it? No. We don't know how to stop fighting in our sport. Everybody wants different things, and the only way to change it, to me, is to split from the NCAA entirely.
That's interesting. It's just that with a federal legislation, there would be an actual thing to point to and say, well, this is how it's supposed to go. And if you're not operating by that, well, now you can actually, you know, go to federal court over it, and it's going to affect the entire industry. But I do understand what you're saying there, and I do wonder about, so we hear the idea about the Big Ten, the SEC breaking away, but what you hear, like Kyle Whittingham the other day, the new football coach at Michigan, long time at Utah, was talking to Rich Eisen about Super League, and you hear that word thrown around a lot with college football, whether it's 48 or 64 teams or whatever, that there would be a separation of football, essentially, from the NCAA. I've not heard that about basketball. So if you talk about a Super League for football, can you do the same thing for basketball? Is that a feasible idea?
It might be easier in basketball, honestly. But like, so let's be honest here. The only thing that's stopping it is the NCAA tournament, right? And the rights attached to that and the TV rights and all those things, right? Right now, the NCAA tournament is what it is, just expanded to 76. And I believe the TV deal goes through the year 2032. And I believe there's an out clause before that. I always hear people say something that I think isn't true. They say America wants to see the Cinderellas throughout the NCAA tournament. And if you don't have those kinds of storylines, people won't watch, right? I'm sure you've heard the same thing. I don't buy it. I think people want to see the best teams compete for the national championship once you get to the second round. I think if the big schools get together and say, we're hosting our own tournament and we're going to create our own event and you're going to get a bunch of money back in that and sort of a winner take all, and there's NIL rights attached to that, I think college basketball can be a part of that for sure. And I think college basketball actually has the longest running tournament that we know works. There's proof of concept. So I talked to a lot of coaches, administrators who, for some of them, they like the idea. For some of them, they fear it. But I do think that's the next thing on the table. Once we figure out football is there a world where the power schools in the future say, why don't we host our own tournament and keep all this money for ourselves? In this era, does that seem crazy to you? It does not to me.
Yeah, they always point to the success of March Madness, and you do not want to separate away from that, that's for sure. Another couple minutes here with Myron Medcalf, co-host of Matt and Myron on ESPN Radio, moving 5 days a week next week, senior ESPN college basketball reporter. And you need to get a look at ESPN.com. Myron and Jeff Borzello co-authored 100 Days Until the Start of College Basketball. But I have to say, Myron, Arkansas barely gets more than a couple mentions in this piece. So where 98 days until the start of college basketball, where do you see John Calipari's Razorbacks fitting in his third year?
Yeah, you know, I don't think it was sort of a lack of mention because of anything on that we were thinking about on our end. I mean, I think they're ranked 11th in our preseason ranking right now. I had a good time. You know, I saw Jordan Smith at McDonald's All-American game. I had a chance to sit and talk with him a couple times. I think he's extremely mature. I think you have, and I'll call it now, the best two-way player in America, wow, even though he's a freshman. Wow. I think Jordan Smith, obviously you're spoiled having Darius Acuff, right? Like, that must be nice. You know, who's running the point guard this year? Who was it last year? Oh, the best point guard in America, Darius Acuff. And now you bring in this guy who's not Darius Acuff. He's far more to me of a combo guard, but defensively I think he's going to be incredible. So right there you have a real leader. I think Jeremiah Wilkinson and everything that he was able to do at Georgia, you have a star that steps in right away. You know who the X factor is for me? I still feel like we haven't seen the real Billy Richmond. Like, I don't know if you all feel that way.
Totally.
But following Billy Richmond from high school till now, I just think he's kind of had to wait his turn in a way, and I think this is his turn. I think you see Billy Richmond and people think he's like 22 or something like that. I think he just turned 20. Young guy who I think his best basketball is ahead of him, and I think he's the guy to me where you go, who's going to lead Arkansas if they can make a Final Four run? I think Billy Richmond's growth and development will be the key to that, and I think there's another level in him that we haven't even started to see.
Yeah, getting him back this year is gigantic. Myra, we'll leave it there. I know we got to get you off. You had a busy day today. So thank you so much for coming on The Buzz here with us and talking college basketball and the Razorbacks. And good luck with 5 days a week with Matt Jones next week.
Thank you very much. Tune in.
You got it. It's Myron Medcalf. Be hosting. It used to just be Sunday mornings with Matt Jones from Kentucky Sports Radio. Now they're going to be moving 5 days a week. Starting next week. And, Arkansas did get some mentions in this article with Myron and with Borzello, but it was mostly about Jordan Smith Jr., specifically about Jordan Smith Jr. They had listed out, a lot of lists of 10 to focus on, including 10 national championship contenders. Arkansas is not on that list. 10 teams that could make a jump. They do not have Arkansas on that list, but they do talk a lot about Jordan Smith Jr. But it is interesting to hear. He says, we've got him ranked 11th. And then they do a lot of top 10 lists. You're not going to make the top 10 sometimes when you're ranked 11th.
Well, best two-way player in the country is a big thing, though. That's huge.
You're not kidding.
As a freshman.
Yeah, to hear him say that, too. And I agree with him about Billy Richmond. There's a big step that Billy can take.
Yeah, there's more.
Ball handling, shooting ability, refinement of how he uses his athleticism, because all the other stuff is right there for him.
Coach Cal said he was out there coaching too.
Should we break?
Let's get Motorhead.
All right, let's talk with Motorhead.
He wanted to bring up the NCAA, kind of what you guys were talking about and being able to govern themselves.
Motorhead is on the Jim's Razorback Pizza Hotline. Motorhead, you're on the air. What's up?
Thanks for taking my call. First of all, if you want to get things more screwed up than they are now, involve the federal government.
Amen.
My main question is, when was it decided that a private organization can't establish rules? People apply for membership to this organization, knowing the rules, and then they decide, well, I don't like this rule, so I'm going to sue you. When did that happen?
When Americans' ability to make money becomes restricted, then they can sue over that. That's what this is about.
In the mid-80s, the CFA was the first step against the NCAA, so it's been going on for a while.
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, it makes them seem really feckless and toothless.
You have to apply to be a member of the NCAA. You're just not automatically a member. And yet, somebody can come in there and say, well, I don't like this rule. I'm going to sue somebody.
Yeah, but you
and
just
one
can't...
person, any judge, can just change it.
But Motorhead, even if it's an organization like you're describing and schools have to apply to become a part of it, that doesn't just give them, you know, the ability to just create rules that might break a law at the same time. That's why they're asking for antitrust, for antitrust protection, so that they can make rules which might get struck down in court. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what federal legislation does. And I don't think that everything the federal government does turns to crap. Some things do. But sometimes an industry needs a fix. And that's what the federal government is sometimes, to set national standards. All right, we'll be back on the Zone right after this break.
Call for birthday trivia, 501-661-1037. And
just enjoy yourself. Justin Aiken from my friends at Cash in downtown Little Rock. Lunch, dinner, special events, they've got you covered across the board. And not a lot of places can say that, but Cash can. And if you are planning a special event for the summer or the fall, now's the time to get on it. And certainly if you've got a holiday party that you want to get on the books, absolutely need to get that done today. 501-850-0265. You're not going to find a better spot for a special event. Upstairs, up to 150 people in that beautiful space, indoor and outdoor, overlooking the River Market. And it comes with free valet parking. Whether you're there for a special event or for dinner or for lunch, Cash is here to help. Online at CashLittleRock.com, C-A-C-H-E, LittleRock.com. And I love the fact that they've got lots of different offerings when it comes to lunch. You can get some lighter offerings, salads, wraps, pizzas, and sandwiches. And then at dinner, if you want fine dining, a special place to take your special someone, Cash is the spot. But again, for special events, they've got the smaller room downstairs that holds about 30, up to 150 upstairs. It's a wonderful dining experience waiting for you at Cash in downtown Little Rock.
10 Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin and Phil will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Brought to you by 10 Fitness. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
This is SportsCenter.
There were a few exciting extra inning games yesterday in Major League Baseball. The Baltimore Orioles beat the Detroit Tigers 10-9 in 12 innings in what might have been pitcher Tarek Skubal's last game as a Tiger. The White Sox also beat the Yankees 6-5 on a walk-off single in the 12th. And the Red Sox took down the Athletics 4-2 in 10. The Cubs and Cardinals also went to extra innings. They were scoreless heading into the 10th before a Pete Crow Armstrong home run put them up 2-0. But in the bottom of the 10th, after a Jordan Walker RBI made it 2-1, Ivan Herrera put it away for the Cardinals.
Swing, shot, hammer, toward the gap. That's down. That's going to tie it. Here comes Walker on his way to third. Pops waving it. Here's the relay. The Cardinals have won it.
I'm Moose for the Buzz Radio Network.
Mickey Hennard for Hennard Foothills Equipment in Searcy. We've been selling and servicing Kubota equipment since 1991. Family owned and operated for over 30 years, we pride ourselves in an honest sales experience and unmatched service after the sale. We carry Kubota tractors, mowers, construction, and hay equipment. If you allow us to be your Kubota dealer of choice, we promise not to let you down. Come see us on Main Street in Searcy. Hennard Foothills Equipment, we're your hometown Kubota dealer no matter where you live.
Pat Bradley joins Randy and Rick each week, courtesy of Razorback Camper Sales in Hot Springs, where you can get a 20-foot Salem starting at $14,990 during their 2026 liquidation sale. Find them online at RazorbackCamperSales.com.
We got the big deals at the Big Lot.
Summer is here at the Big Lot. If you need a truck or an SUV for the lake this summer, maybe a Jeep for some off-road fun, come see us at the Big Lot.
Folks, we have a huge selection of pre-owned vehicles starting at under $20,000, and our banks work with any credit situation.
You can buy with zero down, and our lenders love saying yes. So come see us at the Big Lot at Chris Crane Dodge Jeep Ram, Alcoa Road in Benton.
The Big Lot, Benton.
Shipments of spring and summer fashions are arriving at Bell & Sword. That means swimwear from Saks, Peter Noir golfwear and shirts, Johnny O's store within a store. Be sure to check out the Faraday line and Martin Dignan shoes and leather goods. So hurry in for a great value on quality men's clothing at Bell & Sword for your spring and summer items. And you'll look fantastic. Bell & Sword, 1011 Oak Street in downtown Conway on Facebook and Instagram.
It's Fort Thompson's annual sales tax-free weekend, August 7th and 8th. Everything in the store, sales tax paid. 2 days only. Firearms, clothing, safes, ammo, waiters, store-wide. Save 9.5% on everything in stock. Tax-free weekend, August 7th and 8th at Fort Thompson.
You're back in the Zone, a place filled with sports, fun, knowledge, and sarcasm. Now, let's get back to more of the show in the Oaklawn Hot Spring Studio with your host, Justin Aiken and Phil Olson.
All
right. I think we do. We have our contestants for birthday trivia.
We got them. Let's get rolling. Here we go.
Let's do it.
Birthday Trivia in the Zone is brought to you by Brewskies Pub and Grub. Your home for lunch, happy hour, and late night. With locations in Little Rock and North Little Rock. Come get your grub on.
All right, I got to put my scoreboard to get my little sophisticated scoreboard made out of ink. Dylan and Paul have been able to get the calls in first. So we are going to put, let's have a draft. Who do you want, Pigskin?
I'll take the Apostle Paul.
You'll be, Paul, you're with Pigskin. And Dylan, that leaves you with Moose. All right, did you win yesterday, Moose?
I think I lost yesterday. I had a good run, though, going. I think I had five or six in a row before that.
What are we playing for today?
Two tickets to the Jason Bonham Experience at Oaklawn on August 28th.
Not the John Bonham Experience, because that would not be a very fun experience.
Jason
right now
can beat on those skins. That'll be a good show. And Zeppelin's music. I mean, come on.
It'd be worth going. What's the band that's out now? It's a rock and roll band that sounds just like Zeppelin.
Oh, I know.
Greta Van Fleet.
Yep.
Yeah, they're from Michigan. Frankenmuth, Michigan.
His voice is... Exactly the same.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
They're pretty good.
Yeah.
You could put Greta Van Fleet there with Jason Bonham, and I would think it's the same band.
Look at you hipsters. I like that.
All right. On this date, speaking of the federal government, Medicare is signed into law on this date. Moose.
1957.
No. Pigskin?
42.
No, 65. 1965, so Moose gets that. It was signed by LBJ.
There you go.
For the Great Society. Play song one, Moose. Ooh. On this date, this song was released.
Oh, Metallica.
Enter Sandman. He got it. Pigskin got that one. Of course, closers all across Major League
Trevor
Baseball
Hoffman
were just really excited about this the moment that they heard it.
They did like that.
I'm pretty sure they're at the Sphere right now.
And when I listened to this song this morning again, this song will never get old. Ever, ever, ever. What year did Enter Sandman get released by Metallica? Moose.
1990.
Moose. Moose gets that one, and he is up 2-1. On this date, the 10th modern Olympic Games open in Los Angeles.
84.
No.
10th?
10th.
Oh, I know this now.
I'll say 88 then.
32.
1932.
Oh, it doesn't count.
You guessed the wrong one first.
Yeah,
he got it.
But he did get it, though, because he was really so close.
Yeah.
Scores 2-2.
Faye Dickerson, she won a couple of gold medals. Great.
On this date, you should know this if you're paying attention to the World Cup. England defeats West Germany 4-2 in extra time to win the nation's only FIFA World Cup. Pigskin.
66.
Yeah. You got it right.
That's right.
1966. Bingo bango. I'm going to make sure
Bobby Moore.
You can get two for that. 4-2. Those are all are on this date.
Their only one.
Yeah. Now to birthdays. This former Major League Baseball team owner turned commissioner is the commissioner emeritus.
Bud Selig.
Of Major League Baseball, and his name is Bud Selig.
Brewers.
And he is in the Hall of Fame, all players who use steroids or not. Mm-hmm. And Pigskin, how old, he is alive, how old is Bud Selig today?
92.
Bingo, bango. What? Oh, my God.
That was just a shot
in the
dark.
No, you saw this somewhere else today, but you still get the 2 points.
My hand to God, I did not see this.
It's turning into a blowout.
Y'all didn't do birthdays this morning?
No.
I believe you.
We talked about movies the whole time.
This man was a basketball player.
Wilt Chamberlain.
And he did play center.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Not Will Chamberlain.
Shaquille O'Neal.
Nate Thurman.
And he was the starting center for the first three Bulls championship teams under Michael Jordan.
Luke Bill Longley. Cartwright.
Nope.
Oh,
the
Cartwright.
Bill Cartwright. Yeah. There you go. Pigskin
got
that one right.
San Francisco Don.
And how old is Bill Cartwright today?
71.
No. Moose.
68.
69. Moose gets that one.
Nice.
Great age to be.
Nice.
This former Razorback baseball player,
Devin McReynolds,
played third base at Arkansas.
Jeff Kent.
And then played catcher.
Jeff King.
Catcher for the Cardinals for about
Mike
10
Matheny.
Years.
I do not know.
Tom Pagnozzi.
Pagnozzi!
How old is Pags today? Moose.
I don't know. I don't know who this is. 59.
Close, but no.
Pigskin. 62.
64. We'll get that one. You see Pag sometimes at Arkansas baseball games still. Mm-hmm. He'll sit up in the suites. And he did. He was an all, I think he made an all-star team, 10-year career catching in the big leagues. And he was not a catcher.
I didn't know he played third base.
He played third base at Arkansas. A lot of third base.
Tom, happy birthday this time next year.
You got a great instinct to play third base. That's a hard position.
This man is a basketball Hall of Famer.
Bob Cousy.
He is a former head coach for his alma mater.
Patrick Ewing.
Close, but no. Same league, but no.
Anthony Hardaway.
No. And he starred for the Golden State Warriors.
Not Rick Barry.
Along with Mitch Richmond and Tim Hardaway.
Oh, Chris Mullin.
Chris Mullin, that's right.
Duh.
And how old today is Chris Mullin?
He is... Let me do some math real quick. He's 60.
No.
64.
63. And this is definitely going to be headed towards Pigskin. I got a couple left here. This actress,
Jane Fonda,
was the flighty friend.
Judy Greer.
Her last name in the show was Buffet.
Oh, Lisa Kudrow.
Lisa Kudrow. And how old today, Moose, is Lisa Kudrow?
60, even.
No.
63.
Bingo bango. Same birthday as Chris Mullin.
Nice.
This actor turned governor.
Schwarzenegger.
Gotta be Schwarzenegger.
Still telling you to get to the chopper.
Arnold.
Now, how old is Arnold today?
I'm not Moose. To pivot. Arnold is 71.
No?
74.
79. All right. Well,
79?
79 doesn't look a day over 70.
He looks pretty good.
He really does.
He does, man. Good for him.
I haven't seen an Arnold movie in a long time.
We tried to guess how many kills were in Commando beforehand.
That's all the movie was.
Well, okay, maybe it wasn't Commando. Well, the first hour and 10 minutes, nothing. And then, boom.
Everything.
70 plus in the last, 15 minutes. We were cracking up.
Yeah. Nice. It's got some really good movie deaths, too. By the way, Paul, you are the winner.
And got time to bleed.
For the Jason Bonham Led Zeppelin Experience tickets. Two deaths that I remember for that movie, where there were three of them that I remember more than anything. Hopefully this didn't affect me. Since I watched that movie when I was probably 9 or 10, there was the guy who was on the plane sitting next to Schwarzenegger that he kills just with an elbow and a neck crack. By the way, spoiler alert, the movie's 40 years old, so if you haven't seen it, too bad.
Okay.
There's another one where there's a pitchfork involved.
Yikes.
And another one with a very large, long pipe that might get thrown through the bad guy's chest, and then you see the steam escaping from it. So I remember some of these deaths from Commando.
Man, what a way to go.
So there were 81, including 74 in the final island assault.
Wow.
Yeah.
They killed them all, didn't they?
All at the end.
Killed them all.
Do we have a favorite Schwarzenegger movie?
Oh, Jingle All the Way.
Kindergarten Cop, right?
Yeah.
Twins.
I like Twins. Twins is fun.
Twins is a lot of fun.
It's not a great movie, but it's fun, you know?
So I thought True Lies was
very
really
entertaining.
Just so fun.
Very entertaining. Yeah, Tom Arnold was great in it. He was.
And, I mean, would you be saying how great of a movie it was without Jamie Lee Curtis dancing?
She was in her prime. Yes, she was.
And then what else? There's
Predators.
Conan the Destroyer. Mm-hmm. You got to watch Conan the Barbarian. Have you ever seen Conan the Barbarian movies?
I have.
I don't think I have.
James Earl Jones is the bad guy in this movie. You want to talk about a bad death? I'm not going to ruin that one for
wasn't
you.
Wasn't Wilt Chamberlain in that?
I think he was. But he was a good guy.
He was a good guy.
It was Wilt ever in a movie after that?
No.
He had really great acting chops.
He did.
He and Jim Brown should have had a buddy movie together.
Absolutely.
Kareem was in everything back then, too. Yeah. He showed up.
Well, Kareem got to play Kareem.
Kareem and Bruce Lee.
He was popping up everywhere.
Foot to the chest.
Well, congratulations, Paul, for winning birthday trivia. And I did have a couple others. Hope Solo turns 45 today.
Hope Solo. Boy, she could
I was going to say, this woman
she
is,
keep.
This woman is a goalkeeper whose teammates might not have liked her very much.
Nah, she was a little prickly.
She
married that NFL
Winslow,
cat,
I think.
Jeremy Stevens from Washington.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had a. It was a tight end husband, and yeah, they got into it pretty bad.
If they'd had some kids, those kids would have just been huge athletes. Yeah.
And then if I said this former football player turned comedic actor is well known for making his pectoral muscles jump in an Old Spice commercial.
Terry Crews,
exactly.
Flint, Michigan. Yeah,
and he's 59.
He's from my hometown.
Terry Crews rules.
The only Brooklyn time I've ever seen any man make his pecs jump like that was when Hulk Hogan was in the middle of the ring flexing for everybody. And then all of a sudden, Terry Crews is doing it just standing there smiling on an Old Spice commercial.
He's supposed to be the nicest dude on the planet, too.
He was Eddie Cheeseburger in the remake.
So good.
All right. Well, let's break because we'll wrap up the show in a moment, get through some texts, and bid you adieu.
Let's get a hold of Zach Gillum in the break. We'll talk to him real quick
when
we come back. And then, and then we'll tell you what's on tap.
Sounds good. Stay with us. The Zone wraps up after this.
It's Justin Akers for my friends at Guatney Chevrolet, and I'm pleading with you to take advantage of the deals they've got over the last couple of days of the month. There's only a couple of days left, so get out there and take advantage of them, including a 2026 Silverado with ice cold AC, 0% financing for 60 months, and 90 days with no payments on eligible models. They've also got great deals on a 26 Equinox, bringing that same cool comfort and lease payments starting at just $289 a month. Either way, you get to drive off in a new vehicle with AC that works great, and in this Arkansas heat, you gotta have it. As far as the Silverado goes, you can get a Silverado Crew Cab 4-Wheel Drive LT starting at just $43,997, and that includes 0% financing for 60 months on the eligible new Silverados. Qualified buyers pay no interest until 2031. Plus, they get 90 days with no payments on eligible models, and it gets even better because if you purchase a new Silverado before the end of the month, you get a $250 gift card celebrating America's 250th. So many reasons to go. It's easy to get in and out. It's the James Street exit in Jacksonville. It's Guatney Chevrolet online at GuatneyChevrolet.com.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and the new location on Rodney Perriman, Little Rock, next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH when you think ortho, think UAMS.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. The United States has been in the grip of World Cup fever recently as the soccer epicenter of the world came to North America. Record crowds, raucous celebrations, and a good run to the final 16 for the American squad made it a great tournament. Watching foreign visitors go gaga over barbecue, free chips and salsa, and endless refills reminds us all that there is more that we have in common than the things that might separate us. It's too bad these folks didn't have games in the natural state, because they would have loved Doubleby's. Breakfast Sammy's, Chester's Chicken, Big Rock Pizza, and amazing snacky treats would have made them fall in love with Arkansas. Doubleby's is America's best-kept secret. Help get the word out, because Doubleby's is where you gas it, grab it, and go. That's Doubleby's.
How do you feel about the air inside your home? Is it as clean as you think it is? Air ducts can collect dust, pollen, pet dander, allergens that all circulate throughout your home. Yuck! You've trusted Rainbow Restoration to restore homes after water, fire, and mold damage. Now let them improve the air your family breathes with professional air duct cleaning. RainbowRestores.com. Mention you heard this and save $100 when you call. That's RainbowRestores.com. Restoring homes and helping families breathe easier.
Southland Casino Hotel is turning 70, and we're celebrating big. Legacy of Luck happens every Friday and Saturday through September 6th. 840 winners will share more than $400,000 free play. Weekly winners receive 70 grand finale drawing tickets. Then on September 7th, don't miss the grand finale. 70 winners will share more than $40,000 free play or drive away in a 1956 Bel Air. Southland Casino Hotel. Bigger wins, bigger excitement. Must be 21 or older. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 800-522-4700.
My name is Nita Freeman, and I'm the marketing director for Genesis of Conway. In our new store that opened in November, we have been a partner with The Buzz from the very beginning. We love love all the packages that we get from them. They are helping us promote our big golf tournament, the Genesis of Conway Central Arkansas Open. Robert Davidson is awesome, is a great partner. He is willing to go above and beyond to do whatever we need to make our partnership successful.
For more information on advertising, call me, Robert Davidson, 501-744-1279.
Welcome back to The Zone, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio with your hosts, Justin Akre and Phil Olson.
They're entertainers.
They're also heroes.
Those guys are ballers, yo.
On the Buzz Radio Network.
All right, let's get a look at what's our question of the day here. Oh, I got to do a what's on tap. Let me pull up the newspaper here and tell you what's going to be on the Buzz later on today, and also one on TV. But
what's on tap, highlighting the biggest sporting events each day, is brought to you by Flyway Brewing. With locations in Argenta, Breckenridge Village, Memphis, and Fayetteville. For more info, go to flywaybrewing.com. Fresh beer starts there. Follow the migration.
All right, let's see. Today, the Travelers are playing against the Midland Rockhounds in the lovely city of Midland, Texas. And you can hear the broadcast today on Buzz 2, 106.7 with Stephen Davis. 6:15 pregame for 6:30 first pitch. And see what else we got today here on television. If I can pull up my newspaper here, LPGA Women's British Golf is on right now on USA. We got rugby on FS2. Well, that was on earlier this morning. A lot of Major League Baseball games during the daytime. Cubs and Cardinals will be starting in about 20 minutes. It's a big one. ESPN showing the Braves and the Nationals at 6. MLB Network has the Dodgers and the Seattle Mariners at 9. Are you ready to watch Tarek Skubal pitch for the Dodgers sometime soon, Pigskin?
I'm ready to watch him pitch for anyone. Save
if
Detroit.
Yesterday's loss doesn't do it, nothing will.
I'm done. I'm out.
Monday is the trading deadline, so get what you can from the Dodgers. Precisely. Although maybe the Brewers, honestly, and I wouldn't like to see him traded to the Brewers because that's the team. They're in my Pirates division, but I kind of think that would be game, set, match if the Brewers.
How about we see Skeens versus Skubal?
Love the idea.
That'd be filthy.
Love the idea. In a playoff series, why not? Mm-hmm. Amazon Prime has two WNBA games, Toronto hosting Minnesota, Vegas has New York. Soccer friendly with Leeds and Sutherland on ESPN2 at 6:30.
Phew.
And that's pretty much what's on tap. That's a little odd, I got to say.
Scraping the bottom of the barrel.
No, but that's on ESPN2.
Who?
That's on ESPN2. And there's not another. I know ESPN does not carry as much baseball as they used to. Mm-hmm. But there was a reason that ESPN carried as many major league games as they did during the summertime. And it's those so they wouldn't be showing men's club friendlies. Because there was a time that ESPN was showing
baseball.
Well, they were showing roller derby.
Yeah, darts.
Yeah, anything. I miss roller derby. I used to watch the hell out of it.
They were showing
derby.
Tractor pulls and Australian rules football.
The Ocho stuff.
And then they got baseball and showed a lot more of that. So, I don't know, maybe it'd be nice if ESPN ever gets back to that at some point.
I can't find where it is, but the TBT, the basketball tournament, was going on still. We were talking yesterday, it was the leftovers from Kansas, right? And La Familia.
And the poorly named La Familia.
From Kentucky. La Familia won. And so apparently the way they do this bracket is they get a winner from an alumni side and then a non-alumni side. And so the non-alumni teams are Davis Steel and the Mecca. They're playing tonight at 4 o'clock. I do not know where, though.
It's like a company team.
Yeah, Davis Steel is like that. That's your softball team. Is what it sounds like.
This is right off the TBT website. After 12 years as Eberlin Drive, the Drive is partnering with Davis Sports Corp and will compete as Davis Steel, run by brothers Ashley and Adam Davis, one of America's highest quality manufacturers of tubing and chain link fencing.
There you go.
I mean, that's like the steel mill having a basketball team and. You know, but instead of having the regular workers staff the basketball team, they're just going to get the local college to staff the basketball
team. It's like
the
Homestead Grays 2.0.
Maybe.
I'll try to reason that one out of my mind a little bit here.
Wes, who you got tonight? Davis Steel or the Mecca?
Yeah, the company.
Yeah, where's the Mecca from? Who's the Mecca?
I'll be
mowing my yard, so you can bet on me.
Who the heck is the Mecca?
They represent Long Beach, California.
Oh, of course. Okay. That's the Mecca of
everything.
Used to be
Milwaukee's arena. They called it Mecca.
Right, yeah.
What is Long Beach the Mecca of in sports?
Trying to see if there's anyone on here I recognize.
Containers.
These are non-alumni. The non-alumni team.
I would think like you could be St. John's and call yourself the Mecca because they play some home games in the Mecca of basketball in Madison Square Garden.
If I were in Long Beach, I'd call myself the Dirtbags, like the baseball team.
You know, I think that's only reserved for the baseball team. They'd get in trouble if they use that otherwise.
That seems unfair.
Wes, what's up, man?
Man, all good.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's a busy time. In July, that's weird for me. You know, usually it's day 27 of previewing the Razorback football team, but thankfully we don't have to do that because it's kind of hard to do that since you don't know a whole lot about this team. We're trying to learn about them.
Stay positive when you talk about
them. But we have the Razorbacks in the Bahamas, had a practice. How about Coach Calipari opening up practice today to all the fans who made it to the Bahamas? I thought that was pretty cool. We're going to at some point catch up with Coach Z. He's down there, and we're going to talk about today's practice. And Mika Murinen, it looks like, won't be playing with the team down there because of eligibility issues. They just still haven't got him cleared. It's not a big deal, but it's just a process that you have to go through with the NCAA.
The thing I understand is that not all European leagues are being viewed the same way.
Correct.
You could play in, and I wouldn't know one league from the other, but one league you would still have eligibility to play college basketball, but there's a few others where the NCAA is saying you play there, you're not eligible here.
Well,
that's got to be what this is about.
The way it was presented to me, it's just a step that you have to, steps that you have to go through, and it sometimes takes a little longer than wanted. Here's what I don't get. He's practicing with the team. Mm-hmm. These aren't even real games. These are practice games. So what's any different playing the Bahamian national team and going through practice? You know, he's able to practice all this.
But this was NCAA. Unexpected, right?
No, it's just now coming out.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
okay.
I think the team knew. And they said it could happen any day. Like they could get word today, and he plays tomorrow.
Gotcha.
We all know how the NCAA works, and it's one of those things that
come on. You've heard stories of athletes waiting months for eligibility
hearings.
What about
the craziness yesterday with the Tennessee linebacker,
Arian Carter?
Yeah, I mean,
2-game suspension. The school advocated to get it down from 3, but what was it? He was repaid $421 for flights.
Yeah, he signed with an agent because he was turning pro. And then after medical exams, they were like, hey, you got some issues here. So he came back to school, repaid his agent that money, and they basically self-reported this.
That doesn't seem right at all.
It is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. $421. It's been repaid. And he's suspended now for 2 games.
Well,
you know, and it's Tennessee, and everybody's like, oh, well, whatever. Maybe, but if it was Arkansas, we would be throwing a fit. Oh,
yeah. Maybe the $421 came inside a McDonald's bag. You can't do that anymore at Tennessee.
Speaking of football, we're going to head out to Oxnard, fingers crossed, catch up with Mickey Spagnola today at Cowboys camp. We were trying to get him on yesterday, but he didn't hear his phone ring because he was at practice. So he said today he's going to be ready for us. And Richard Davenport with the Arkansas Democrat Gazette, talking recruiting.
All right. Well, that's Out of Bounds coming up in a moment. Pigskin, thanks for staying around with us today. We're at Pine Bluff Four Ball tomorrow for The Zone. Stay tuned for Out of Bounds.
I don't know how good the rest.
Camping season is here, and Razorback Camper Sales in Hot Springs is liquidating all 2026 year model travel trailers and fifth wheels. If you've been thinking about a new trailer, now is the time to buy. One of the many great deals is a 20-foot Salem with bunk beds, power awning, plywood floor, and much more for only $14,990 or $150 a month. Hurry while the selection